What is going on, guys? Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you're doing well, doing fantastic on my end. Just kind of hanging out, talking some sports this morning. It was a crazy day in sports yesterday. Of course, we've been talking all about what's been going on with the Kyrie situation. We've been keeping a very close eye on the New Jersey, or the Brooklyn Nets, rather, and that whole situation with Kyrie. We have been talking a little bit about the James Harden drama in Houston. Well, not anymore, because James Harden is officially, and then we're going to walk you through this trade, because I was looking over it yesterday. I was looking over it this morning as I was doing my research for this episode of the Big Red Express, and I was kind of confused, and I think a lot of people, when the report yesterday came down by Adrian Wojnarowski, a huge Woj bomb. I mean, we're not talking about just a small little blurb in the beginning of the NBA season. This is a huge, huge trade that has so many ramifications. We are going to talk about as much as we can. We are going to get into my NHL picks for the day. Yesterday, what a great day it was. Opening day of the NHL season. I went 4-1. That's right. I went 4-1 on opening day of the season, and that got me excited. It got me wanting to continue these picks as the season goes on. Maybe not every day, but on occasions, I will share what picks that I pick for the day. I will kind of post a picture of the lineups and all that stuff, and I'm going to get into it because I'm really enjoying last year. Katie and I really got into the NHL playoffs, and this year we are going to go all in. Super excited about the NHL season kicking off yesterday. And right now we are going to talk about some basketball before we get into my picks for the NHL. But let me tell you guys, this is shocking. With all the drama that's going on with Houston, with all the drama that's going on with Kyrie Irving, it's a very curious trade, because now that the Rockets have sent James Harden to the Nets, you gotta wonder, when is Kyrie going to kind of come out of hiding? I understand he hasn't really been hiding that much. He hasn't, you know, he's made some appearances here and there, private appearances, but nonetheless, they've been appearances that you can see that he's actually been to. So he hasn't really been doing a good job of hiding out or trying to keep away from what the media can find out about. And, you know, just kind of going from that, I'm going to be very curious to see if he kind of comes out and be like, hey, I'm ready to go. We're good to go. And then nothing's going to happen. And I think right now, one of the biggest things with this trade is, how is James Harden going to mesh with KD and with Kyrie Irving? We're going to talk about that and so much more coming up. Again, if you're listening to this after the broadcast, we are live on Facebook. You can go check out the video version over on Facebook. Or if you don't want to, if you just want to listen to the audio, it's going to be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, directly after this pod is finished. So if you don't like looking at my beautiful face, you can listen to my beautiful voice over on those platforms. Give us a 5-star rating, review. If you want to donate to the pod, do us a favor. The link is in the description above, below, wherever you're seeing this. Help us out. So the Rockets have sent James Harden. I'm getting all my information from sources on ESPN. So that's where I am looking this up. And that's where I've been reading and getting all my information from. So the Rockets have sent James Harden to the Nets. It's a four-team trade that includes the Pacers, the Cavaliers, the Nets, and the Rockets. So, doing that, I mean, it's crazy to think that the Nets sent Houston a package. Now, the only thing the Nets got was James Harden, I believe, in this trade. Things may be still getting figured out and confirmed, but I'm pretty sure the only thing that the Nets got was James Harden. This is what they had to give away. They sent Houston a package that includes multiple players and draft picks and features guard Caris LeVert, who's one of the better players on the Nets. And then he was actually traded to the Pacers later on, like literally 20 minutes after this thing went down, for Victor Oladipo, who is, again, one of the great players in basketball. Center Jared Allen and forward Tyrese Price are headed from the Nets to the Cavs. And then the Rockets will receive Cleveland guard Dante Exum and Brooklyn forward Rod Currix. Sorry, the names kind of escaped me a little bit. But Houston also receives Brooklyn's three unprotected first-round draft picks in the deal, 2022, 2024, and 2026, plus pick swaps in 2021, 23, 25, and 27. The Rockets also get Cleveland's 2022 first-round draft pick via the Milwaukee Bucks, and Houston is sending a 2023 second-round pick to the Pacers. Now, I know that's a lot to consume, because it's a lot that's happening in the NFL, in the NBA. It's a big trade that kind of just came out of nowhere. I know that Houston had been looking to get away from James Harden. I know James Harden, things hadn't really been working out in Houston over the last couple of weeks. And let me tell you, I don't really know how I feel about this as a Nets fan. I have been a Nets fan for as long as I can remember. I was a big fan of the New Jersey Nets back with Jason Kidd, Mourning, those guys. This is the team that they are trusting to get them to the finals, to get them that championship that they need to get in order to be deemed a success. Now, with all that being said, and Brooklyn doesn't just get Harden, they're getting a 2024 second-round pick from the Cavaliers, so that's at least something else that they're getting. But they're pretty much essentially giving away their entire future for the next 2 to 3 years, because Durant signed a 4-year deal 2 years ago. Last year, he was hurt. He signed a deal they signed him to a deal knowing that he would be injured for the majority or for all of the first season. Then they signed Kyrie. I think that was before the KD trade or the KD signing. And it's crazy to me because KD is KD. I mean, he has shown the past few games why he is so great and why he is one of the best, if not the best basketball player in the NBA right now. I mean, it's hard to put anybody above LeBron James, but if you're going to put anybody in that same category, KD is that player. And especially coming off an injury where I know they're going to have to rest him here, there, wherever, this is a big deal for the Nets, but they only have 2 or 3 years. And Kyrie and Kevin Durant can opt out of their contract after that third year. So we only have 2 years guaranteed to make this thing work. That's why I don't like it. I don't like it because I understand you want it now. You want the championship now. You want all this now. And I get that. And with any organization, especially an organization that hasn't won a championship in a long time, you are going to do whatever you can, whatever it takes to win now. But at the end of the day, if you are giving up your future for such an uncertain thing, there are still so many great teams out there that don't have a big three. And right now, it's almost kind of like a big 2.5 or like a 1.5 because they have Harden. We know he's good. He isn't hurt. KD, he's good when he's not hurt. He's missed some games this year. We're only 11 games into the season, but he's missed some for COVID tracing. He has missed some for injuries. And you know what? He has a history of injuries. He is coming off a major Achilles surgery from last year. And I think this whole thing revolves around what is going to happen with Kyrie coming out of this. I ask myself that question. I'm sure if you are a basketball fan or you are a fan of the Nets, or if you're a fan of any team, you are wondering, what does this mean for the future of Kyrie Irving? Stephen A. Smith yesterday was coming out on TV saying Kyrie needs to retire from basketball if he is going to not show up for these games. And you know what? I can't disagree with Stephen A. Smith. I know sometimes he can be a little bit radical, he can be a little bit extreme, but at the end of the day, he knows what he's talking about, and this is an issue that I think needs to be handled very, very specifically. But you also wonder, okay, now that the Nets have James Harden, now the Nets have a big three, what's going to happen now? KD is not going anywhere. James Harden is on your team now. What is going to happen with Kyrie Irving? And I can't imagine they didn't make this trade without getting a reassurance from Kyrie Irving that, hey, this is what I want. This is who I want to be playing with. And we have known so many times that the players run this league. And it's so unfortunate. And I get it, that they make all the money, they make the decisions. But at the end of the day, is it really fair to have a coach like Steve Nash? And there are reports that Kyrie was upset with the organization for his lack of input on the coach, which he got the last coach fired. So, you know, I understand why he would be upset about not getting input on a new coach. And apparently he doesn't like Steve Nash. Who doesn't like Steve Nash? He's like one of the most likable guys ever. He was one of my favorite players when I was growing up. And when he played for the Suns and all that, I mean, he was an unbelievable player, one of the best point guards of all time. So good. But if you're telling me that Kyrie, and who knows when Kyrie's going to come back, we don't know, and we don't know what the NBA is going to make him do, because there have been pictures of him in public without a mask on, indoors, around a lot of people. So if he's just being, you know, just being Kyrie, you know what? I don't know if they have time for that. You got to look at, and it's crazy to me, because the most solid guy in this lineup right now is Kevin Durant. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with KD being the most solid guy in this lineup. 100%. He is one of the best basketball players in the league. But you just got a guy who forced his way out of Houston, who was like, I hate playing for this program. I'm not going to give it 110%. And he was rewarded. They got so much. Good for Houston. Good for Cleveland. They got the most out of this deal than anybody else. But man, can you imagine being like hating your job so much and not performing 110% to the best of your ability and getting rewarded by going to the team of your choice? Must be nice. Athletes have it so nice. And this is another conversation. We're not going to go into it. We're not even going to stick on this topic that much longer. But I think it's very important for all of us to realize that James Harden is he's a complainer. There have been multiple places wherever he's gone that it hasn't worked out with a certain player. And yes, a lot of people could say, oh, it was Westbrook. We didn't get along. Whatever. But at the end of the day, he pretty much was like, hey, I don't want to play. I'm not going to play hard. It's not working out for me here. I'm not going to play 100%. Trade me away. And that's exactly what they did. Thankfully for Houston, they got a lot out of it. Their future looks great. The Cavaliers' future looks great. I don't know, guys. It bothers me because I see this so much. It's a player-driven league. The coaches are obsolete. The coaches are there to talk to the media and to take the blame for anything that the players don't like. If something goes wrong, if a player doesn't like a way the coach talked to them, if he talked down to them or if he yelled at them, he's going to go be like, hey, to the owner and be like, hey, I don't like this guy. He yelled at me. Can you get him fired? And that's what's going to happen. Let's be completely honest. That has happened before. There have been many instances in all of professional sports where an athlete has a problem with a manager. And if he's a big enough athlete and a big enough star, he is going to get that coach fired. Unfortunately, that's the way the NBA works. And that's the way professional sports works. Okay. Big trade. What does it mean for Kyrie? Hopefully in the next couple of days, we will find out. Hopefully today or tomorrow, we will get some sort of statement from Kyrie telling us why he has missed the last week. And again, I know there have been speculation, there have been reports, and we talked about them on previous pods, about him missing it because of the Breonna Taylor decision and the things that happened at the Capitol. I get that. That's a very valid reason to protest a game or protest playing. If you want to sit out and focus on social issues, I have no problem with that. You can disagree with those things all you want. You should. You should disagree. But you are the only player that is sitting out and not giving a reason for these, for your absence. It is one thing to say, hey, I don't want to play, and tell people, hey, I'm protesting, I'm peacefully protesting, I don't feel comfortable playing because of the decision in Kenosha and also for the actions that happened last week at the Capitol. If he wants to come out and say that, 100%, I'm down. I'm okay with that. I have no problem with him saying that, and I will support that. If he wants to deal with that in his own way, that's fine. But he hasn't even come out with a statement of why he isn't playing. And that's what bothers me. You can't just not show up to your job and expect things to be okay. Unfortunately, that's exactly what he's doing. He has been seen at other people's places. He has been seen out in public. He has been seen on Zoom calls. He has been seen multiple times since his first absence last week. And we're just wondering, Kyrie, where are you? Maybe that James Harden's now officially a net. We're going to see a lot more of Kyrie. Maybe they can knock some sense into him and they can go on, have a great season, maybe win a championship. If they don't win a championship in the next 2 years, because I'm going to give them 2 years, with the drama queens that they have on that team, it would not surprise me if they don't win a championship in the next 2 years that Kyrie and KD are gone. They're not going to want to wait. They're going to go to a better team. They'll probably join the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know. You know what? Let's be honest. If they don't win a championship in 2 years, they're going to be gone. And LeBron James, KD, James Harden, all of them are going to talk to be like, hey, Silver, we got an idea. We want to get an expansion team. Just, I got a few guys that I want to play with, and that's what it's going to be, and that's what it's going to... Don't make it happen. Come on. If LeBron James says he wanted to buy a team and then play on that team and coach that team, 100%, no one would complain. LeBron's the most powerful man in basketball. And yes, that's including the commissioner. 100%. All right, so we're going to move from Harden. We talked about Kyrie. We talked about KD. We talked about James Harden way too much. I'm not a basketball guy, but I figured that was the big issue, and that's the big topic in sports. So I figured I needed to talk about it. It was important to me. It's a big issue. I'm watching more and more basketball. I'm following it more, especially with all this drama going on. I want to know what happens. And of course, I want to know what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets because that's my team. So the NHL started out yesterday. I went 4-for-5 in my picks. And if you guys followed me over on Instagram or on Facebook at the Big Red Express, you found out that I had the Flyers winning, the Maple Leafs winning, the Lightning winning, the Oilers winning, and the Blues winning. I went 4-for-5, baby. The Oilers let me down. I was so disappointed. They kept it close, but nonetheless, full slate of games today, and let's run down them. And I'm going to give you my picks. I'm not going to preview them. That's on another episode. Maybe we'll talk about that more. Don't worry, guys. Tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning, we are going to go live right here on Facebook and talk about round two, the divisional rounds of the NFL playoffs that are coming up. I'm going to preview them. I'm going to give you my picks, and then we are going to go off into the weekend, and we're going to come back here on Monday. We are going to talk about all the things again. Sound good? Bet. All right. So first matchup of the day, we're going to talk about the Capitals and the Sabres. I've got the Caps winning that game. I really don't think Buffalo has a chance. I know it's at home, but at the end of the day, I think Buffalo isn't the best team against the Capitals. Capitals was Zdeno Chara. Yes, he's older than anything, but he has still got it. The Bruins lost out big time. Speaking of the Bruins facing off against the Devils. I love the Devils. Big Devils fan. Probably my favorite team. But I got to go with the Bruins on this one. I know they just lost their all-star, their all-pro, their all-everything defenseman in Zdeno Chara this year. But you know what? The Bruins are going to come out. They're going to be like, hey, we don't need them. We can win this on our own. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Islanders and Rangers, I think that's probably my game of the day. Because if I was to say, hey, who do you got in this? It's kind of a toss-up. I'm going to go with the Islanders. They were my pick all throughout the playoffs last year. Super excited to see how they kick off the season. And, of course, it's a pretty much a home game for them at the Rangers and, you know, just across the pond. So we got the Hurricanes and the Red Wings. Red Wings off an abysmal season last year. I got the Hurricanes beating them, no problem. Then I got the Predators pulling the upset, I believe, off of the Blue Jackets. I think it's going to be a very good game, but I think Nashville is going to come out on top of that one. Then we got the Winnipeg Jets against the Calgary Flames. The Flames, a bad season last year, not going to change this year. I got the Jets coming up in big fashion as well. And you know what? I got the Oilers beating the Canucks again tonight. I know the Oilers let me down last night, but there's no way they are going to lose two in a row at home. It's just not going to happen. The Canucks are going to lose, and you know what? The Oilers are going to pick up their first win of the season after being defeated last night. Okay, the Sharks and the Coyotes. I got the Sharks taking this one easily. I know the Coyotes are good, but I think the Sharks have the edge. We'll see. I'm hoping. The Ducks versus the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights are on a tear. Let me tell you. They are going to be, that's going to be a great game. But the Golden Knights are going to take care of business, and that's going to be the winner after tonight. Another late game tonight, the Kings and the Wild. I got the Kings over the Wild because I like the Kings more than I like the Wild, and that's about all that she said. The game's at 10 o'clock. Those last three games are 9, 10, and 10. So late. Probably not going to watch them, but nonetheless, I'll be following them and looking at them tomorrow to see how my picks did. And then, of course, the Stars and the Panthers got postponed. You know what? I had the Stars winning that game, but obviously no one can win because it got postponed. So those are my picks. I will post these on a separate post, maybe around noon, 1 o'clock or so, with the matchups and my picks for the matchups. Again, I am 4-1 after day number one. Will I be more than that? We'll see after day number two. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know we talked about so much in the NBA. We talked a lot about the NHL and so much more. Don't forget, like that pod. Drop a like, drop a follow, drop a comment. Whatever the case is, who you got tonight on your NHL matchups, we want to talk about it. What do you think about the Kyrie Irving situation? What do you think about the James Harden trade? Did the Nets get the low end of the totem pole? I believe they did. Thank you guys so much for listening. Anybody who watched on Facebook, thank you. You guys are awesome. If you listen on the pod, thank you. You guys are awesome as well. Guys, have a great rest of the day. It is Thursday, the 14th of January. We are almost halfway through the month of January. How crazy is that? Stay safe, wear a mask, be careful, and you know what? Have a great day. Later, guys.